HTML first, how stripping JavaScript doubled a company's users overnight. A post from Mocon.uk became one of the day's most discussed stories, 1,154 points and 517 comments, after the author described how abandoning a JavaScript-heavy single-page application in favor of server-rendered HTML caused the company's user base to double almost immediately. The original React-based application required JavaScript to be enabled, took several seconds to load on slower connections, and failed entirely if scripts didn't execute. The HTML-first replacement loads instantly and functions on any browser, including older mobile devices and environments with restricted JavaScript. In regions where mobile connections are constrained, budget hardware is common and data costs are significant. Those differences translate directly into access, or the lack of it. The business implications extend beyond raw load time. Search engines still favor server-rendered HTML, meaning the switch likely improved organic search rankings alongside direct user growth. The Hacker News discussion included many developers sharing parallel experiences in which simplifying their tech stacks produced better commercial outcomes, suggesting the result was not idiosyncratic, but part of a broader, reproducible pattern. Two companion discussions sharpened the theme. A post on CSS's unavoidable bad parts, which scored 92 points with 41 comments, found developers acknowledging fundamental technology limitations rather than papering over them with additional abstraction. And the Extend UI project, 217 points, 55 comments on ShowHN, drew notice for taking the opposite of a do-everything approach. It is an open-source UI kit built specifically for document-centric applications, designed from the ground up for accessibility and server-side rendering compatibility. The counter-argument deserves acknowledgement. Real-time collaboration tools, sophisticated data visualization, and complex interactive interfaces still require substantial client-side logic, and the companies succeeding with HTML first may represent a subset of applications where that approach works rather than a universal prescription. The signal worth watching. Whether major platforms continue investing in complex client-side architectures despite the performance costs, which would suggest that advanced functionality ultimately outweighs loading speed for many competitive use cases.